Troopers investigating the May 15th fire that destroyed the Clearwater Lodge got a big break in the case Monday when they were questioning a juvenile about another fire on Sunday that heavily damaged a Delta area home. Troopers say they found evidence at the scene that showed the house had been broken into and that items had been stolen before it was set on fire. According to a trooper report issued this morning, investigators were able to identify the suspect and the vehicle he allegedly was using. The report says the 16-year-old admitted to the theft and arson. During the investigation, troopers also learned the juvenile was responsible for the Clearwater Lodge fire. The report is unclear how, but the implication is that he admitted to that crime as well. The juvenile's identity hasn't been released. Troopers don't identify juveniles involved in criminal cases. Monday's arrest was good news to Kevin Ewing, who, along with his wife Patsy, owned the lodge. Ewing says he hopes that others, who he suspects also were involved, will also be rounded up.
Very happy that this group are off the street and not doing this kind of stuff anymore.
Ewing estimates the arsonists that destroyed his lodge will cost him about $1 million. He says his insurance policy didn't cover the $500,000 appraised value of the structure, and the Ewings plan to build a new lodge on the side of the old one on the banks of the Clearwater River east of Delta. The juvenile charged with arson was taken to Fairbanks Youth Facility Monday night on multiple charges of arson, theft, and other offenses in connection with the two fires. Investigators can't say yet whether others were involved. An investigation in both cases continues. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.